Merry Christmas, everyone! I'm Christina, and I'm here with your Daily Nerd Devo. Ah, yes, time for the time-honored annual tradition of what counts as a holiday movie, which, if it's your first time listening, I should probably warn you. Hi, I'm Christina, and I myself am strange and unusual, and have non-standard ideas about a lot of things. Prepare yourself. So a few years back, a movie came out on Christmas Day that was destined to become my favorite holiday movie from that day forward, because really, when you make a movie of my favorite musical, Les Mis, and have it star Hugh Jackman with a cameo by Colm Wilkinson, the actor who originated the role of Jean Valjean, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that it will jump to the top of my list. They practically gift-wrapped it for me. In my defense, it does have a very, very heavy Christian message, so I feel like that should count, considering the list of what technically counts as a holiday movie, or so I've been told, also includes Die Hard and Gremlins. Anyway, back to Les Mis. My favorite moment, maybe not in the musical itself, but in the film, is actually right at the beginning. Valjean, freshly released from prison, is arrested again for stealing some silver from a bishop who had provided him shelter the night before. Now, Valjean is absolutely in a dire situation. Prison in France in the 1800s was the stuff of nightmares, and he did actually steal the silver. Not a good look for him. So imagine his surprise, and that of the police, when the bishop, his victim, covers for him, forgives him, and gives him even more silver, telling him that he must use it to turn from his life as a criminal and follow God. And it works. Valjean is convicted in spirit and becomes a true Christian in a country of professed Christians. But this scene in the movie also has a double meaning, because the man who plays the bishop is none other than Colm Wilkinson, which sets up a really unique situation of the original Valjean proverbially and literally passing the torch, or candlestick in this case, to the new Valjean, imparting grace upon the new performance as he was forgiven for all the little quirks and ways he changed the role of Valjean to make it his own in his time. In both ways, this scene is sort of an embodiment of Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Or, if you prefer, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We were forgiven, and in order to continue to seek forgiveness and grace, we must afford that grace to others. For it is through the act of forgiving others that we allow everyone else to internalize their faith, their new role in the kingdom of God, and make it their own. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.